Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green of the Baltimore Sun, the head of the editorial department. Andy, we're a lot of our focus is on the trials right now, but some other important stuff is going on in the city, and I'm referring to the kinds of things that stemmed from the Freddie Gray unhappiness, shall we say, upheaval,
unrest,
all of those terms. But a lot of people have been going around saying, what can I do? Can I weigh in some way here? What are you hearing along those lines?
There are a lot of things going on along those lines. You know, some recent examples, we've had a number of things in the education realm. We had local philanthropists working through the Baltimore Community Foundation put together $6 million to expand Judy Centers. These are early childhood education centers in the city named for the late wife of Congressman Steny Hoyer. We had an announcement that the PTEC initiative, which is this model that IBM developed that's combined high school, college, career, internship training kind of thing is going to start up in the city. And you've got, you know, IBM wanting to be involved, Kaiser Permanente talking about being involved, Hopkins talking about being involved in partnering with high schools.
University of Maryland, Baltimore has that Southeast partnership that's doing some really good stuff.
Right. Yeah, the University of Maryland, Baltimore has been very involved in the local community there, you know, before the unrest. You know, Jay Perman, the president there, has made that a big focus. And they've had a lot of opportunities with the development of the biopark there on the west side of Martin Luther King, which is really, you know, a physical and psychological and economic barrier there. And they've done what they can do, certainly, and are looking for more ways to try to ameliorate that, to work on the area around Lexington Market and other areas in southwest Baltimore. Now, meanwhile, immediately after the unrest, we had Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake announcing the One Baltimore initiative, headed up by Michael Crier, who's a well-known guy around town. You know, he came and talked to us on the editorial board a few months ago. You know, I have to say, I feel like that hasn't quite gelled yet. You know, he's around, he's giving talks, he's tweeting. But, you know, if you look at their website, it still says, you know, we're in the process of developing a framework for what to do.
Well, it's needed. I mean, what they're doing is needed because you have a lot of this sort of disparate action, but nothing to gather it.
Right. I think we need someone or something not only to gather it, but also to publicize it, to let people know what's going on, to give it a focus, to give people a sense that there's a direction here. And, you know, one wonders if that's something that is going to have to wait. You, I'm sure, Fraser, know the significance of this Sunday, December 6th. But just to fill the listeners in, that is 1 year to the day before the next mayor of Baltimore is inaugurated. And over the next few months, as we watch the candidates going around town, I think we need to expect them to not only talk about the nitty-gritty issues of running the city, but really to lay out their ideas for how to channel, I think, a lot of goodwill and energy in the city toward recovering from the unrest and building something better out of it and giving
mayor,
us a vision for how to do so.
Don't you agree with me, Andy? I mean, the mayor ought to be the person that does that.
The mayor has to be the person who does that.
Exactly.
There is no one else.
I completely agree. Andy, thanks for being with us again.
You're welcome, Fraser.
For Andy Green, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.